Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev. On today's call, we're going to discuss seven things we can count on. Seven things we can count on. Mm. You know, somehow I ended up on a Catholic website. Truly, even I forgot what I was searching for. While there, I noticed a plaque for sale. It reminded me of one I'd seen before. But this time, it stirred my spirit. I immediately knew that I was right to write about the things listed. There were seven of them. And that was an easy fix, as I instantly knew what all the things to add to the list. So here are seven things we can count on. Number one, trust God's timing. Trust God's timing. I will admit to you, this sounds easier than it is. I laid your petition, your expectations before the Lord in prayer, and you're waiting. Psalm 31, 14 and 15. Psalm 31, 14 and 15, Classic Amplified Bible. But I trusted in, relied on, and was confident in you, O Lord. I said, you're my God. My times are in your hands. Here are four important facts to remember as you trust God and his timing. First, know that God wants you to be blessed. Jeremiah 29:11, New International Version. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Second, as you wait for future movement, recall, remember past victories. Deuteronomy 20, verse 4. 20, verse 4, New Living Translation. For the Lord your God is going with you. He will fight for you against your enemies, and he will give you the victory. Third, know that God always hears our prayers and answers. Jeremiah 29:12, Classic Amplified. Then you'll call upon me, and you'll come and pray to me, and I will hear and heed you. And number four, while waiting for his timing, know that he'll be glorified. Isaiah 25:1, Classic Amplified Bible. O Lord, you're my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you've done wonderful things, even purposes planned of old and fulfilled in faithfulness and truth.
Mm. Number two, rely on his promises. You know, God promises you peace no matter what's going on around you. Isaiah 26:3, New Living Translation. I love this also in the Classic Amplified. But it says, you will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you. You know, you can have perfect peace. Like Harold said in number one, may not be easy, but you can attain it.
Yes.
God promises your prosperity regardless of your current circumstances. In Philippians 4:19, it says, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
I like that. Oh.
Amen. By his riches, not our riches. You know, God promises your healing in spite of what the doctor says.
Yes.
Isaiah 53:5 made this promise. He made this prophetic word. He said, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Then it goes on in the New Testament to talk about 1 Peter 2:24, that by his stripes we were already healed, meaning then it came to pass. God promises you victory over every attack of the enemy. Hebrews 13:6, Classic Amplified. So we take comfort and are encouraged and confidently and boldly say, the Lord is my helper.
Amen.
I will not be seized with alarm. I will not fear or dread or be terrified. What can man do to me?
One of your favorite verses.
One of my many favorite verses.
Number three, wait for his answers. Some years ago, Dr. Robert Shuler wrote an excellent book entitled Delay Doesn't Mean Denial. While we may not know God's timing, we can absolutely be certain that He will answer us. Psalm 86:7, the Living Bible. Every time I'm in trouble, I call on you, confident that you will answer. Not only will God answer your prayers in time of trouble, He will empower you with strength. Psalm 50:15, and call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. The New Living Translation of Psalm 50:15 says it this way, then call on me when you're in trouble, and I'll rescue you, and you will give me glory. When our Heavenly Father answers our prayers, as He's promised, we're to honor Him, glorify Him, praise Him, because He longs to honor you too. Psalm 138:3 in the New Living Translation. As soon as I pray, you answer me. You encourage me by giving me strength. Now, here's an interesting thought. The strength God gives you is not that of a natural person, but one of supernatural power. Mm. Glory to God.
And hallelujah. Number four, rejoice in His goodness. Three scriptures give us seven reasons and more as to why we should rejoice in God's goodness. 2 Peter 1:3, the Living Bible says, For as you know him better, he will give you through His great power everything you need for living a truly good life. He even shares His own glory and His own goodness with us. And in 2 Corinthians 9:10, Classic Amplified, it says, and God, who provides seed for the sower and bread for eating, will also provide and multiply your resources for sowing and increase the fruits of your righteousness, which manifests itself in active goodness, kindness, and charity. And third, 2 Chronicles 6:41 says, let your priests, O Lord God, be clothed with salvation, and let your saints, your zealous ones, rejoice in good and in your goodness. Here are the seven reasons we can rejoice in His goodness. First, God created us in His image and after His own likeness.
Hallelujah.
Second, God sent Jesus, His only begotten Son, to save us from the bondage of sin and the eternity in hell.
Thank you, Lord.
Third, we were sent the Holy Spirit as a comforter and a counselor. And if you read the Classic Amplified, a whole lot more.
Yes.
Fourth, through God's great power, He gives us everything we need for living a good life, says life and godliness. Fifth, God provides seed for the sower. He also multiplies the resources for sowing and thus reaping.
Yes.
And sixth, He increases the fruits of His righteousness, manifesting itself through active goodness, kindness, and charity. And seventh, God shares His goodness with us.
Yes. Mm. Number five, relax in His presence. Psalm 99, Message Bible. God's a safe house for the battered, a sanctuary during bad times. The moment you arrive, you relax. You're never sorry you knocked. Be mentally and spiritually prepared to open your heart to receive what God is sending your way. Jude 1:1, Message Bible. Relax. Everything's going to be all right. Rest. Everything's coming together. Open your hearts. Love is on the way. When we allow ourselves to rest and relax in, something's coming our way. Daniel 12:13, Message Bible. And you, go about your business without fretting or worry. Relax. When it's all over, you'll be on your feet to receive your reward. It's important that we choose the proper time and amount of time to relax, to clear our mental thought processes from the swirl of what's going on around us each day. As we relax in His presence, a spiritual and mental clarity will be loosed in our lives. Number 6, rest in His love. Zephaniah 3:17. Zephaniah 3:17, Classic Amplified Bible. The Lord your God is in the midst of you, a mighty one, a Savior who saves. A Savior who saves. He will rejoice over you with joy. He will rest in silent satisfaction and in His love. He will be silent and make no mention of past sins or even recall them. He will exalt you. He will exalt over you with singing.
That ought to make you jump and shout.
Hallelujah.
It's great to know that God is in the midst of us because He loves His people. But we have to tell you, we thought it was really cool that God is rejoicing over each of us, so much so that He's singing about us.
Yes.
Think of that. King James Version says, God will joy over thee with singing. Contemporary English Version says, He celebrates and sings because of you, and He will refresh your life with His love. And having God singing over you is so much cooler than anything ever shown on any concert on in the that you can go to or any show on TV.
That's exactly right. And number 7, this is exciting, believe in His miracles. Psalm 86, verse 8 and 10. Psalm 86, verses 8 and 10, New Living Translation. Nowhere among the pagan gods is there a God like you, O Lord. There are no miracles like yours, for you are great and perform great miracles. You alone are God. We serve a God of miracles. A miracle we define as the supernatural intervention of God in the problems of your life. By believing in the power of God, we have nothing to lose and everything to gain. At some point in your life, you'll either be forced to live in the potential of your faith or with the consequences of your doubt. There's no such thing as a surprise miracle. We plan for it, pray for it, sow for it, and yes, we even visualize it. God begins every miracle with a mental photograph. We talked about this several days ago. This is normal. Every architect draws a picture before the building begins. Hallelujah.
You have to visualize your miracle.
Absolutely. Visualize your miracle. Write it down. You need to visualize your miracle and physically write it out.
And we got something coming to you in the mail coming out this week about being caught in the middle of a miracle.
I'm going to tell you, I was riding down the highway, and the Lord said those words to me, and I almost ran off the road. I mean, it was that audible to me. He said, you're in the middle of a miracle, and so are your partners. We're going to talk about it in that letter.
That's
right. Be looking for it. Middle of a miracle.
Middle of a miracle.
Hallelujah. Well,
great way to start a Monday.
It is. And until every morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.